How about that theme song? That's right. This is the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We are going to have fun and games today. We're going to talk a little bit about vets, and they are just kind of an interesting report they just released regarding ticks. You're going to want to listen to that. And rifle hunting for pike. Sounds like an interesting story to me. That and more when we return. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging in Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 17th through the 22nd. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar and contests for prizes throughout the trip. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Crimp sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio and Ashkenam Resort. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on August 20th on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Complete promotional rules available at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Well, good to see you, Ava.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, too.
Thank you. It's always fun to be able to talk about stories that you find that are unusual and unique. You know, you catch a unique rabbit, right?
How?
Unique up on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. You know, you catch a tame rabbit.
What?
The tame way.
Okay. Yeah. This sounds like Elmer Fudd type jokes.
I will be playing here all week.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tip your bartenders.
$5 at the door.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Tip, though, important. Obviously, we're looking at coming into spring, a lot of people getting out in the woods and walking through wherever, fields, etc. A story we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show is about vets are going to be releasing a warning regarding disease that is going to be involving ticks.
Okay.
So we'll kind of delve into that. But on the human side, we need to really be careful about that, too. And, of course, it's a big thing. Keep in mind an easy way, a couple easy things you can do besides spraying your skin with a permethrin. It is a permethrin. I apologize. Permethrin. That is it's a chemical that repels ticks.
Okay.
But what you have to be careful of is you shouldn't really spray it on your skin. So use socks. Spray your socks before you put them on with that permethrin.
Okay.
It works great. If you're going to wear long pants, wear light colors, it's normal store, you know, this, that, and the other. But really putting it on your socks, that's a big thing. Works great. And it's going to prevent you from getting all the heebie-jeebies when you get down out of the woods. Because you ever had that before? You get the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody says, oh, I found a tick. And then next thing you know,
you're feeling them all over the place.
Yep. Which is the horrible thing. So get the permethrin. Or permethrin, I apologize, and use that. Put it on your socks, put it on clothing, but that way it'll wash off. When it's on your skin, it's not good.
Where do you get
it? That.
Never even heard of it.
Sporting goods stores
have it. To be honest.
Yeah. It's been in some of the tick repellents for years.
Okay.
Years and years and years. There's another Canadian bug/tick repellent. And it was something to do with citronella. It's like a wax. And boy, I tell you, that worked great. And if you look up citronella bug repellent, you'll probably find it. It comes in a little tin and it's like a waxy material. And you put it on your skin and it's great. It smells nice too.
Yeah. So, of course, we all know wearing long socks and long pants, mm-hmm. and you can tuck your socks into your pants if you're really worried about it. I know ticks are really bad this year.
Oh, they're horrible.
Really bad. My parents, they've got that acreage here in Red Wing and they run their dog every day. Oh gosh, just ticks every day on the dog. Sadly, we can't take an oral pill. No, an oral pill like a dog can or a collar, you know, to prevent these ticks. So,
which is a bummer.
My dad has the best way to keep ticks, like when you get them off of you or off your dog, mm-hmm. instead of like flushing them or whatever the case may be, duct tape. He just sticks them to a roll of duct tape.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then he's got like 5, 10
that's
ticks.
The 101st use for duct tape.
Well, yeah. And then if you have them like on your clothes, you just, you know, do the roll of duct tape opposite around your hand and pat yourself all over the place and they come right off. They're not going anywhere.
And it gets lint off at the same time.
It does. And debris. All of that.
Exactly. Exactly. So just be careful. How's it go? Be careful out there.
Yeah. And watch for ticks. Check yourself. Shower. When you're in the shower, that's the best time. You know, like, because they do like to get eventually to the scalp, so.
Yep. So you can use a comb and comb it out.
Yeah, but you can feel it when you're washing your hair. And.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely can. Jumping on to a story that came out this week, and whether you have a strong opinion about this or not doesn't really matter. I just find it the lack of intelligence or the lack of non-intelligence. Let me back up. The lack of knowledge or the unwillingness to learn about handguns and or weapons and or cartridges, etc. This last Monday, the president took aim at 9mm handguns, appearing to suggest that their high caliber weapons ought to be banned. He made the remarks outside the White House after coming back from the shooting that occurred last week. And he said he went to the hospital and doctors showed him an x-rays of gunshot wounds. He said the .22 caliber bullet will lodge in a lung and we could probably get it out and save life. A 9mm bullet will blow the lung out of the body. So the idea of high caliber weapons is there's simply no rational basis for them in terms of self-protection or hunting. Remember that the Constitution was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weaponry. And he ruled out the possibility of issuing executive order on guns, saying he can't dictate stuff, but he can do things that will continually take, but can't outlaw a weapon, per se, via a executive order. I will say that the unfortunate part about this is that 9mm is a most popular caliber in the anywhere for handguns,
mm-hmm.
and it is used for target practice. It is used for home defense. It is used for just about everything. And the issue
is law enforcement.
Yeah, exactly. But they are allowed to use that. But I think the other issue comes in. It's a slippery slope. As soon as you look at the caliber, 9mm or otherwise, it is weird when it comes down to what you're going to do. Create as a judgment on that. So. Stay tuned on that. We're going to be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.